7.
Tips, 100 detectives, a blue wall, and still the question is, America, where is Christopher Dorner? We don't know. There is $1 million on this ex-LAPD's head. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start. We're going to get into the Pope decides to quit. The Pope resigns. That hasn't happened in 600 years. Plus some other wild odds and ends on a wacky start to the work week. Joining us right from the top in Los Angeles, Ann Martin. It's really tense there. I called it the mouse trap living anywhere in L.A. right now. So many of the cops on edge that they're shooting at people in trucks. That happened a couple of days ago where there were two women driving down the street. One was hit in the back. One was hit in the hand. Obviously, you would think those cops would get the pink slip themselves. Who knows? We'll see what happens there. There was another guy that was also hit when they decided to open fire. And what's it like in L.A.? You've lived there for a while now, and I hear it's pretty tense. People are really worried about this.
Yeah, Kate, I have a gray BMW. Should I like, not drive my car? I mean, it's like everybody is on pins and needles, I swear to God. I got in the elevator today at my work. And it's your high rise, you know, 20 stories, whatever. And I get in an elevator, and there's this guy next to me, and he looks a little weird. Well, he's not African American, he's not bald, and I'm still like looking twice. It's like everybody is just paranoid beyond belief. This guy could be anywhere. Because Kate, this is your worst nightmare. This is what you see in movies like Bourne Identity and everything. This is the rogue cop coming back on you, and he knows everything you're going to do. And he was in the military. So people go, oh, God, he could be in Big Bear. What would he do? I go, what he would do, he'd break into an open home, he'd kill a rabbit or a deer, skin it alive, grill it, eat it, and survive. This is a military guy who was a cop. You think he can't do all this stuff? This is the L.A. police's worst nightmare. And let me tell you, $1 million isn't going to do a thing, okay? Because anybody he knows, they're going to say, oh, okay, I'll get $1 million when I turn him in, and then he'll put a hit out on me and I'll be dead. So wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, exactly. Somebody taking a cue from you said the Dorner identity. It's crazy. This started last Wednesday when he was first just named a suspect in the Orange County murders of the former L.A. police captain's daughter and her fiancé. Terrible story there. That happened the weekend before that.
That was the tip, and that was what started it all. And I recall saying even to my family that Irvine is one of the nicest, safest cities in all of Southern California. I mean, Irvine is like adjacent Newport Beach, Newport Coast. I mean, we're talking Kobe Bryantville, all this kind of stuff. And I went, people got murdered in Irvine? You know, they, everybody gets desensitized, you know. You say south side of Chicago. You say south central L.A. You just expect it. But when you say Irvine or Newport Beach, you go like, what? And so now, you know, people almost, I know this sounds bizarre, but people like took a deep breath and went, oh, my God, thank God it was a hit. You know what I mean? Because you just didn't want to think there was random violence in these upscale neighborhoods, you know. It was like when the Menendez brothers, you know, oh, God, you can't have a murder in Beverly Hills. Oh, there was their parents. Okay, there's a reason why. So everybody is just paranoid beyond belief. And let me tell you, L.A. is famous for breaking news. You know, if a rain cloud comes over and drops a quarter of an inch of rain, it's breaking news. This has just been insanity. Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. Like you said, those poor two women. Answer me this, America. Riddle me this. How do you think two little Asian Korean women are a black African American guy 6 foot tall? I mean, they were two little women delivering papers.
Ridiculous.
And they did
yes.
it, and their truck was like blue. Excuse me, you sent out a day. I go to work, and it usually says how many minutes it takes to get on the freeway to my workplace, you know, along the big 101 freeway. and it had his, you know, gray Nissan Titan or whatever the heck it was, you know. And these poor women had, like, a blue little Toyota. Hello? How do you mistake a blue Toyota with two Asian women for Christopher Dorner?
Yeah, people, I agree. I mean, it's ridiculous. Crazy. People, the cops are wound so tight. You got 10,000, they're all in vests. And then you have 50 police officers and on the list, on his hit list, and their families. So California's broke, and this is more money being spent to defend, you know, to possibly defend these people, to protect them. How long can they keep this up if he continues to be missing?
Well, you can't, Kate. That's the problem. I mean, you won't be able to do this. And I'm sorry to say, but we all watch, you know, NCIS and CSI and all this stuff, and you go, this guy, if he's got, he's deranged and he's a lunatic, that's obvious, and he's lost his moral compass. But if he has 1 ounce of a brain, the fear is that he's going to wait until these people all take a deep breath and everybody relaxes, because you can't keep up 24-hour surveillance on like 50 families. I mean, I applaud the $1 million bounty, but that's who's going to get it. One of these, you know, one of my dear friends said that earlier today. It's going to be one of these dog bounty hunters or whatever they call themselves. One of these professional bounty hunters, because the LAPD cannot do this. I mean, they cannot watch 50 families at nauseam till further notice. I mean, we don't have a dime in the city. LA is supposedly broke. How are you paying for all this? Now, granted, the $1 million is coming from, you know, donations from corporations and stuff like that, because, you know, trying to do that, but I mean, this is frightening. I had somebody say to me, I didn't live in L.A. at this time, but that it's reminiscent of, like, the Manson murders, where everybody thought every single person was, you know, you were going to have the lunatics come into your house, the zombies come into your house. It's kind of crazy, Kate. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It reminds me of the Hillside Strangler. That was also a big L.A. thing, where people were very much on edge wondering what was going to happen next, and who knows.
No, not the Hillside Strangler. I was going to school there when they had the Night Stalker, the guy that came into your homes and kicked out your eye. I mean, Jesus, do we have enough crap going on here? The Night Stalker, the Day Strangler, the Night Strangler, please help us here. You know, we live in paradise, and these people disrupt paradise. They disrupt paradise.
Yeah,
that's
I'd have to... I would have to agree with you, absolutely. All right, Ann Martin, stay safe if you're out there. I know your sister.
Well, wait a minute, I want to give you my thoughts on the Pope, too.
We are out of time. We've got 60 seconds. Who's going to be the next Pope? It's not going to be an American.
It's going to be someone from Africa, because that's where the church needs converts. It's Africa.
Yeah,
that's where it's
going to
be. If you want to bet, that's where it's going to be, Africa.
I agree with you, absolutely. All right, Ann, thanks for coming on the show, as always. Be safe, my friend.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, bye-bye. So she's absolutely right how crazy it is in Los Angeles, and how California is broke, and now they're spending all this money to protect these families, but they can't keep this up forever. And what do you do? Where is Christopher Dorner? Are they never going to find him? Is he manipulating them because he knows exactly where to hide out, what to do, or has he just gotten lucky so far? What do you think? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
They were ready to go, but the fuse wasn't lit. I guess they were playing in the background. I didn't hear them. So there were fireworks. Can we hear those fireworks again? I need to enjoy them like everybody else. There we go. Woo! I love fireworks. All right, truly, these fireworks, they weren't being set off at the Vatican. Instead, they're being set off all over China. And in Chinatown, all over the United States, Lunar New Year being celebrated in China and around the world. Fireworks celebrate the renewal to ward off evil spirits. It's a traditional part of their whole deal. China really pretty much shuts down for the week. People visit with families and where they're from and all that stuff. And, you know, that's the traditional thing they do. And even it's really cool to go down to Chinatown in San Francisco and in New York, too. They really celebrate there as well. So I love the whole idea of fending off the evil spirits. So in the Vatican, they're not worried about celebrating the New Year. Instead, the Roman Catholic Church might elect, as Ann Martin threw out there at the end, their first black pope. They're talking about the one cardinal. There's actually two different cardinals who have been mentioned. One is Peter Turkson from Ghana, and Francis Arinze of Nigeria is another man who's also being listed. But there's also a thought that there may be a Latin American pope, too. So there are certainly people on what we would call the short list. It's up to the conclave to decide. But let's back up for a second. Pope Benedict XIII announces that he's going to resign. I was stunned. I was actually laying on the couch, and I heard that, and I thought, no, that's, what are they talking about? Resign? Popes don't resign. But he did that. This is how his letter went. Dear brothers, I have convoked you to this consistory, not only for the three canonizations, that's a lot of C's, but to communicate, another one, to you a decision of great importance for the life of the church. After having repeatedly examined my conscience before God, I have come to the certainty that my strengths, due to an advanced age, are no longer suited to an adequate exercise of the Petrine ministry. So he goes on to talk about, in today's world, with the rapid changes and all that kind of stuff, that he's aware that there's other things that have to be carried out, and this is why, with the help of the Holy Spirit, it's coming to this decision, basically, with regard to himself. The Pope says he wishes to also devotedly serve the Holy Church of God in the future through a life dedicated to prayer. So he wants to read and pray. He's going to do that at a monastery inside the Vatican and won't influence whoever the new Pope is or the decision on who the new Pope is. You know, here's the thing. What is his legacy? You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how did he do with the sex scandal plaguing the church because of the priests, so many of the priests, unfortunately, who fondled or abused boys in other ways, got off with a pass and got rearranged. Now many of them have been prosecuted, and the Catholic Church has also paid out millions and millions of dollars because of what's happened in the past, trying to get past this hurdle of the image, just doink, that the Catholic Church took because of this. So now, looking forward and looking to a future successor, it makes sense that you might go with someone from Latin America, or they may end up going with one of the two black cardinals, rather, that I mentioned, who are definitely on this short list, or at least for the conversation. But you know, you never know. It's such a secret process. Do you know that they comb the Vatican every which way they can for bugs to make sure no information gets out? The fear is that somehow somebody will find out. It's such a secret process. They have what they call a papal conclave, and it's a meeting of the College of Cardinals. They elect the Bishop of Rome, known as the Pope. And it's considered to be, or at least it certainly was back in the day, the apostolic successor of St. Peter, who was the head of the Roman Catholic Church. And historically, I mean, people just wait for days. They stand in the square and wait and wait and wait. What happens is the cardinal electors are locked in a seclusion, and they don't even have a key. So that they, it's like they throw away the key until they're ready to go, and they can't leave until a new pope has been elected. The conclaves are held in the Sistine Chapel of the Apostolic Palace. That's where they do it now, and it's chosen by consensus of the clergy and the people of the diocese and the body of electors, how it's all been defined in the College of the Cardinals as the you know, it got more defined, and instead of having it so wide open, almost like elections, in 1059, when the College of Cardinals became the sole decision makers of who the next pope was going to be. And of course, they've tweaked that process a little bit since then. And, you know, so you have Pope Benedict, who was named Pope at 78 years old. There was concerns over his age then. Apparently his health is not doing great. And at this point, it's a matter of who's next, who's going to be in place by Easter. I'm sure they would want them in place by Easter and wait for the smoke to come out, because traditionally that's the signal. Okay, now we have a new Pope. Does the black smoke turn white? Or vice versa. It could be either way when you're talking about this, when you're talking about this scenario. Seriously, that's what the signal is, and people wait and wait and wait in the square to see if anything has happened, and you'll have tons of television and journalists and people from all over waiting to find out, you know, who the next pope will be on voting. Only one ballot, that's what they do. They do this ballot thing, and then they destroy the ballot. That's how they vote, and they And again, they sweep the Vatican to make sure there is absolutely no way anybody could have ears on what is happening there. And then ultimately, after they go through the balloting process and destroy all the ballots, and then they decide who the new pope is, and then they make the announcement to the world, and it's a very serious procedure in the Catholic Church, of course, because the pope is the leader, so to speak, the earthly leader of the Catholic Church. So we'll see. It's big shock, I think, for so many people that Benedict decided to step away, not die as the pope. I mean, almost like a CEO stepping away from a job, deciding that, you know, I'm not well, or he didn't say that, but that he had things he wanted to do, pray out for the rest of his days and put somebody else in place. And it does make you wonder if the scandals and everything else became just way too much along with age for the pope. And it's funny, the people are talking about this all over the place. You get these two big stories. I always say America Tonight is like the buzz in the backyard. Where in the world, it's like Waldo, is Christopher Dorner? With his rambling manifesto and the people he wants to kill on his hit list to get revenge for being fired from the L.A. Police Department. And then who in the world is going to be the next pope? And will they be anything like Pope Benedict the 13th? And I'm going to say they're not going to be anything like this very super uber conservative pope who got into several times got into some pretty big controversies. And I think that some of the cardinals, frankly, were caught off guard and startled by his resignation. Some other things happened on the day, believe it or not, odds and ends in the nooks and crannies where you may live. Terrible, terrible thing happened in a courthouse in Delaware. And then now a lot of people reacting to the tornadoes that just slammed through Mississippi. Pure miracle that nobody was killed in these tornadoes. If you want to see a massive storm, all you have to do is go to your computer and search Mississippi tornadoes, and that funnel, the one funnel, is unreal that is bearing down on Hattiesburg. 200 houses just slammed. Southern Mississippi, the university, thank goodness, half of the kids, most of them were out at Mardi Gras in New Orleans, so they missed what could have been disastrous on that campus. So that and much more coming up on the flip side.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guarantee Valentine's delivery. 1 dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Smoke eventually to come out of the little tiny chimney on top of the Vatican, meaning there's a new pope. Also, word that Christopher Dorner has been caught. Someone's getting that cool million. Everyone who calls themselves a bounty hunter out in Southern California and some of the neighboring, I think, states looking for Dorner. So it's like the great American race. Who wants to be a millionaire and tackle this guy? And in Southern California, as you heard from Ann Martin at the top of the show, people are really, really scared. And this is what they're talking about in L.A. They're searching about 30 square miles every day in and around that ski resort town, Big Bear, trying to see if there's any chance he's somehow in a cabin, you know, wherever. Because there's like 600 cabins in that area. Seems to me that he's not there. They found the burned-out truck, but really, you think he's going to stay there that whole time? I don't think so. So prosecutors also filed a murder charge against Dorner. Guess what that means? Death penalty, maybe, in the killing of the Riverside police officer, because he's down 3 people, wounded some others, and hundreds of tips are pouring in. And you can imagine what it's like for the people going through the tips. They don't have enough people to go through the tips, 100 detectives. And all these tips, some of them may be accurate, might not. Maybe somebody sees something, maybe they don't. I mean, who knows? And this all started last week, remember, last week. And the police department says they're also releasing or digging into his case, what happened, you know, so that it's transparent is what they're describing it. They're scared to death that they're going to have, that city's going to be ripped apart again because listen to some, what's happening on some radio where people are freaking out, and rightfully so, saying, hey, it's the blue wall. We can see it. We know it. We can smell it. That's what's happening. That's what happened to him here, and we're going to, you know, we're going to keep whipping people up, and that's definitely a lot of the conversation in Los Angeles on talk radio. So where this all ends up, who knows? And next Pope, same thing. Spin the wheel of fortune. Could be one of the two of the black popes that I mentioned because of what they're trying to do in Africa. Could be somebody from Latin America. I'll tell you, the cardinal that has the worst chance is the American cardinal from New York. It's very doubtful that we're going to see an American ever, at least in most of our lifetimes, as the Pope. There has never, ever been an American Pope. All right, so if you just tuned in, my name's Kate Delaney, and this is, of course, America Tonight. Snapshots all over the place. As I said, there are other things happening. In Delaware, I wanted to throw this out there because here we go again with the courthouse. I just knew when I heard that there was a shooting at the courthouse, this has got to be some weird custody thing, some divorce thing, whatever. I'll tell you, it's like the Wild West when you divorce the wrong person or something goes awry in the case. So the suspected gunman, we'll call him, and two women were killed. Shots throughout the courthouse. People were shoved into rooms, and this happened right at the checkpoint. And this was definitely targeted because this is now what happens when there's a shooting. Is it a mass shooting? Is it a random shooting? Is it a targeted shooting? And then tell us immediately what it is. So the Delaware State Police were all over this. They went back and forth with the shooter before, you know, he passed metal detectors. And, you know, did he kill the two women? Were they killed in the gunfire? Because I heard it was like the OK Corral. Bullets were bouncing off of the walls. It was that crazy. And there are still a lot of holes in this. The attorney general is Joe Biden's son, Bo Biden. And he was quick to say this because, like I said, this is now what happens. Not a random shooting. Not a random act. Immediately, that's what happens when an attorney general, a cop, a police chief, whoever, gets in front of the microphone. So, you know, once again, what happens? The governor's trotted out. The governor condemns the violence. And two police officers were injured in this shooting, too. So how sad is this? It's believed to be this custody brouhaha that's been going on for a while. And who the two women were, how they were related, don't know that story yet, but it's certainly looking that way. And like I said, seriously, there have been a couple of very strange shootings at courthouses. And when you find out what the case is, a lot of times it's not always, but a lot of times it's a divorce case. And it's certainly very rarely a random deal. So that's one thing that was going on. The other thing that also happening that I think a lot of people are talking about, too, is this Carnival cruise ship. Now, in our last show, I was mentioning the fact that it was adrift in the Gulf of Mexico, the park in it, and people are being flown back to Galveston, Texas. They'll get a refund for the cruise, and then they'll be given the opportunity to take another cruise. It's like I said, it is very random when you take these cruises now, and I mean, maybe it's what you get what you pay for. For some reason, the cheaper cruises, and I don't know that it was incredibly cheap, this is where they're having these problems because you have a crammed boat, you have a wiped out staff, it seems like they're picking up from all over the place, and you got these tugboats pulling the people in. They hadn't eaten all day. They are going to the bathroom in bags. They can't use any of the restrooms. Another cruise ship went by and threw some food on board for them. Here, take our leftovers. Here you go. It's like pirates. You know, like the old pirate ships are going to go help each other. Just have to wave the white flag to the other cruise ships in the area. Please help us. Do you have anything? Crackers. Do you have any leftover caviar? Do you have any of that cheap pizza that they pump out there late at night? Any of that? Anything. And we're asking for anything. We got a ton of people on this boat. And they haven't eaten all day. They want to eat each other. It's that bad. It's awful. So it's funny. The cruise line, when you call them, which I did, and which nobody wanted to come on the air, but they'll tell you that it's okay. Everyone's fine. And, you know, the power's going to be restored or the power's back on or whatever. But then you talk to people on the boat, and then once they get through the ordeal, you find out that, oh, no, there was no food, there was big problems, there was no place to go to the bathroom, and, you know, listen, people are sleeping in tents, they're joking around, they're surviving it. They're on a cruise ship, for goodness sake. And there were people that were supposed to go on this Triumph for a couple of voyages afterward, and they're going to get a full refund, but, you know, I guess they're going to get a discount on a future 3 to 5 day cruise, but they're not getting on this cruise. They're not getting on that boat in the next couple of weeks. Because, you know, if you remember, it was just a couple of years ago, and this is the first thing I thought of. It was also a Carnival cruise where it was stranded for like 3 days, and they had almost 5,000 people on board, and they had an engine room fire. And when the people got off the boat in San Diego, I remember this, they looked like they had gone through Hell Week at a fraternity. And they talked about how awful it was for the 3 days. That the bathroom, forget it, power, food, it was terrible. So it's kind of maybe the luck of the draw with some of these cruises. I know that some of you go on cruises, and I threw this out just on a last show and got a lot of response in the mailbag about cruising and how much you enjoyed it and you didn't have this problem. If you've been on a cruise and you think this is just one of those random things, and it might seem like it's happening a lot, but it really is still a fun way to go, or you've seen some bad things on the cruise, share your stories. You can also send it to our mailbag at americatonight.net. Click on contact, or you can weigh in at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And, you know, there's different kinds of cruises. Like I said, there's the premium cruises that cost just a ton of money, and you're going to a lot of different places. There are the 3 and the 5 day cruises, a little bit different there, just the weekend jaunt. They're usually cheaper. They offer discounts, that kind of stuff. And then there's the river cruises in Europe that are not cheap. That could be 5, 10, who knows how much they cost. And that's a whole different ball game when you go up to that level. They're not giving you pizza and flat beer all night long if you want to go and get it. They're serving up that buffet. They're not doing that under the hot lights. It's a little bit different situation. But for the people that are just drifting in Mexico, oh, that has to be such a bummer. A lot of these people are people that are working with their friends, and they want to just take off and to take a cruise, and they carve out those days, and they're so psyched, and they get on the boat, and then that happens. Oh, and they're starving, stranded, you know, whatever, don't have power, and they just want to get off the boat. And I wonder how many of the people, I'd love to find out the statistics of this, and I couldn't find them anywhere. How many people, probably be pretty hard, kind of like exit polling, yeah, in elections. How many people get off of a boat after this has happened to them, and they get off the ship in Progreso, Mexico, and then they're going to have to be bussed up to Galveston, Texas. How many of those people they'll get the refund. I'm sure everybody would try to get the refund. But how many of those people will go back for more? Even if they have a free cruise, how many people will say, you know what, maybe I'll just give that to someone, and they'll be leery of taking a cruise. Now, they say about getting back up on the horse, but maybe you don't want to get back up on the boat. I don't know. I might have to think about that. And I have no desire to go on a cruise, so I'm not even in this one. I wouldn't be there in the first place. I'd rather just fly to the island or the place, stay there and explore. As much as I love boats, I'd rather be in a small one going where I want to go. Stay with us.
Is there a a less expensive way to detoxify your body.
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org. Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Let's begin now.
You know, today, I just woke up, and I said, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said,
America tonight for this hour. It would be nice to have a good day, wouldn't it? The people in Los Angeles who are on all kinds of anxiety medication already, and their psychiatrists and psychologists' offices are jammed with people going in, freaking over Christopher Dorner, thinking he could be somewhere nearby. And I laugh because he's not targeting the people of Los Angeles, although because of the police officers being so tense, and because of this massive manhunt, it has created a very, very tense feeling, if there is such a thing, because you have collective, it's the kind of city where it's not one big downtown, it's a sprawling area of suburbs. You know, when you fly in, you just see lights everywhere. So it's made up of different suburbs, and then you've got police crawling all over those suburbs, and there is massive anxiety. If we had, like, you know how they show heat maps? There's heat maps when you can, when you're looking for someone, they're doing their surveillance, and you can light them up. You can, the warmth of the body, you can see it on, with the special glasses when you're searching. If we had the heat map on right now for anxiety, took a map of the United States, I think the highest anxiety is right there in Irvine, in Beverly Hills, in Torrance, and all those collective suburbs in Los Angeles, and probably at Big Bear, too, because the ski resort, I think the people were fine until looking out their window and knocks on the door, the police and the state police are all over the place, convinced that maybe there's a chance he could still be up there. The ex-LA cop, 270 pounds of him, with his military skills and what he learned as a police officer, frightening for too many people, the high anxiety in Los Angeles. It's a cliffhanger. What happens, nobody knows. This is the boo of the week. You know, it's such a, it's indescribable when you lose a family member. It really is just heartbreaking, right? So there's this guy who, his father needed an ambulance, and it's Duran Ford was the guy's name, and he's in Washington, D.C. He calls, his father is having trouble breathing on New Year's Day, so he calls for an ambulance, 911 calls. Geez, my father's, you know, need an ambulance, having trouble breathing, blah, blah, blah. Okay, 30 minutes later, the ambulance gets there, 30 minutes later, and by then, the father had passed away. They put him in the ambulance to take him off anyway, and then now, after the father has died and the sister and everybody's grieving about it because it took so long, they get a bill in the mail for $780 for an ambulance that never got there. An ambulance that took a half an hour to arrive, and it was too late. I mean, talk about low. That is the boo of the week. I'm sorry. That is the boo of the week. Because here's the thing. Supposedly, the story gets worse. Supposedly, even though they're denying it, there was a coordinated sick out. They were, the DC ambulances were staffed at a very low level on that night. And you had firefighters who called in sick. 50 called in sick. So terrible timing, but like I said, I think the boo of the week, getting the hospital, getting the ambulance bill after that. And I know people have all kinds of stories. I know. Yeah. Give me your stories. Seriously. I mean, how many people have stories about hospital bills that are crazy, bills that are outrageous, the fees, and they didn't really even have that work done? You have to look at the bill with a fine-tooth comb to make sure, because there might be something on it, or you're paying for something that never even happened. I've heard that so many times. Emergency rooms. People go to emergency rooms. You see a doctor for a few minutes, and then what ultimately is the bill, that the hospital gets, and then the bill for the doctor, and then all the subcontracting out for tests and, you know, whatever. It's, man, it's crazy. It is. And the ambulance thing is sad because that's wrong. A half an hour where literally they live down the street from one of the places where they would have gotten an ambulance, and that's how long it took. And, you know, who knows what would have happened with the dad, but certainly, it's, don't you think you should have a response time of, I don't know, in the 10, 15 minutes range? We're not talking about living out in the country in the mountains somewhere. We have to have an air vac come in to get you to the hospital. And that's just the way it is because you choose to live in the middle of nowhere. We're talking about Washington, D.C. and they live around the corner from two different fire stations and down the street from an ambulance. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's a hospital. It's ridiculous that it took that long. I mean, you know, give me a break here. Wow. Come on now. $780 for the ambulance. Oof. They should just, it would have been better to just put him in the car, man. I'm telling you. Pete in Texas, you have the floor. Hey, Pete.
What's going on?
Oh, so much is going on. We're looking for some white smoke for a new pope. We're looking for Chris Dorner. Where in the world is he? What do you think? He's hiding out in the mountains. I think he's fooling everyone, and he's someplace completely in a different direction.
Yeah, they need to back off.
Yep, that's what I think.
SWAT teams and give the guy room to run.
Yep.
They'll catch him. It's just a matter of time. And this Carnival Cruise Line sounds like first thing popped into my mind was they ran out of fuel because they've got generators on those boats. They just ran out of fuel. They didn't fill up.
Oh, boy. Pete, if someone could prove that, they would be in so much more trouble because they ran out. That's brutal.
You know, that's first thing you do is fuel up at the, especially the generators. My word. Come on. You know, what kind of outfit are you running there?
No kidding. That's what I said. Carnival Cruise. And I wonder why their commercials are on all the time, because who wants to go on a Carnival Cruise? You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think we ought to play the song A Pontoon by the Little Big Town.
I got your cruise for you. It's in the dock in the back. I'll take you for a cruise. Put on my buffet. Yeah. Serve you some cold ones. We can drop a few lines and you'll be safer and it'll be cheaper.
Really? Don't drink it if the mountains aren't blue.
There you go. I love that line. Don't drink it if the mountains aren't blue. I'm stealing that. Peter, thanks. Great call as always. It's true. I mean, Carnival is having a heck of a time. Now that I'm saying that, who knows? If Matt wants to go on a cruise, maybe we'll be able to send him on a cruise right now, because they might be looking for some good publicity, but you'd be hard-pressed to get it from me. And you think of, I just think of the poor people stuck on the Costa Concordia, the luxury, supposedly luxury cruise ship that was also operated by Carnival Cruise. It was one of their boats. It capsizes and sinks off of Giglio in Italy. 32 people die in that one, and they're still spending millions to right the ship, which they're hoping to have done by the end of the year. So if you go, look for the exits, know where the boats are, know what you're going to do should something happen.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.